Without objection, I'll call the meeting order. We have before us an agenda. Any additions or deletions to the agenda? If not, I'll accept the motion to accept the agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay. All right, the first thing we have to do is decide what we want to look at. Determination of data to be collected. The idea here is that we have some consensus as to the general data we want to have presented to us so that the staff has a cogent task to perform. You have in the packet samples of some of the things that were obtained in past Compensation Commission studies. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily mean we have to accept those, but again, these are samples of some other things. I think, just to kick it off, one of the things that's in here is a survey sheet, a survey of city council member responsibilities.
Right.
I remember in years past completing one of these. I would personally like to suggest that we get that
agreed from
council. And I don't want to monopolize everything.
No, I completely agree with that. For me to be able to make a really sound decision, I kind of need to know what they do and how much of their time it requires.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like the idea of being able to, I like to compare apples to apples, so to speak. So I like the other data that's kind of given me similar city sizes and how they run and how they're choosing to compensate as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that information as well. I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but I'm starting from ground zero here. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of history in it, mm-hmm. and I like to know what I'm looking at before I decide if that's mm-hmm. acceptable with everyone
okay.
else.
So you're basically in favor of the surveys from other municipalities?
I am.
Okay.
The data from other municipalities,
right.
Yeah. But this is old. This is from 2011.
It's old.
Yeah.
It's just a sample of what
was collected prior.
Prior commissions that had our shares. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that survey responsibilities is at the top for city council members?
Yes.
Doesn't say mayor, is that something you might want to consider if you wanted to distribute that to the mayor?
Okay, well, we'll come when we get to the motion then. Okay. All right, thank you. Mr. Wagner, before the meeting started, we were having a discussion on the side about the job descriptions. Would you like as part of that survey to see if some of these other municipalities have job descriptions?
Where everybody else thinks it's how big a bite of the apple they want to do.
Yeah.
There's so much we can do.
Yeah.
My point is, if we have a job description, number one is what the public should know.
Mm-hmm.
That boils this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have somebody coming back and saying, well, I'm attending more meetings than I wanted to attend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking from my experience, but I'm really speaking for the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to know, like they do in the legislature, how many meetings did you attend in the mayoral election?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we have no way of gathering that.
Okay.
So, I don't know if we can really get job descriptions.
So, if I may, what you're asking is not just a job description. You want to know how many meetings they attended when they come up for election, so you know that council was really involved, active council person,
yeah.
And we don't have any kind of scorecard for the public to see that information.
I mean, when you look at our elections, there's really no ruler. We have no ruler to evaluate the people that are there or
mm-hmm.
the people that are running. You know, when we have these pseudo debates,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are things that should come up. You know, how many meetings is here? My basic point is that the way Tom was paid, I think, was the right way to do it. All right, they chucked that because they wanted a salary. So they have a salary of $7,400 and change. That should encompass everything that a council person does. Now, if he has to attend 6 meetings, hey, you attend 6 meetings. That's part of the job. You know, I go back, you know, to the only thing left in the state of Delaware with no compensation is the school board. So don't come crying to me, you have too many meetings to attend, when we ran our butts off for nothing. There's no pay, nothing. So from a public standpoint, I think it'd be very valuable that we begin evaluating these people.
Okay.
But that's maybe why the public isn't interested. It may be a vehicle to begin educating the public as to what this person does and does this person qualify. That's all.
Let me think out loud, because I'm
sure.
Trying to think of a way to
I don't know, to
bring that, because I had brought the subject of attendance up as well. If there are some meetings that a council person would normally be expected to attend. Madam Clerk, correct me if I'm wrong. The normal and customary council meetings, right?
Yes.
Executive sessions when and as if called. Committees that the council person is assigned to.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, would there be anything else that I'm missing there?
I'd say, they are appointed to different committees specific.
Yeah.
You know, there are smaller committees like pension board and so forth.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And we do, the clerk's office has been tracking the attendance for about the last year on a specific checklist so that information is available.
All right. So on those three major points then, that data can be provided per Mr. Wagner's.
That's your job description.
Right. Okay. All right,
is that all their job description, though, just attending those meetings?
I don't know. Tom knows.
Well, you would hopefully that if you attended the meeting, you would be an active participant and, you know, do the types of things you're supposed to do, either to prepare for or participate in.
Okay, so there's a bit of time that should happen before the meetings
right.
as well.
But that would be part of the survey that we're handing out to them as
right.
well.
Right, okay. I saw that, yeah. Okay.
Basically, I think they accepted a deal to be paid $7,400 to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, unless you go back to the way, I have no objection to the way Tom is paid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll come up with it. Well, let's see what the data shows us.
Yeah.
That's good.
So basically, you're saying they're an exempt employee.
Yeah.
They have to work whatever
yeah.
it takes
yeah.
to get the job done.
Well,
right.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so far.
Okay. That's why we pay them, too, no matter when they're here or not.
All right. Okay. So far, then, I don't hear any objections, at least, to getting the fresh survey of other municipalities, what their numbers are, doing the survey for our own members of council.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to add the mayor's name to that survey?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Okay. Survey our council members and the mayor, and the attendance figures that the clerk's office has for those points that we brought out as well. I had just made a note to myself, just to throw it in here. I know when I was on council, there's an organization called the National League of Cities, which could be a good resource on any number of topics. Dealing with the local government. Madam Clerk, do you think that NLC might have some information on this that could be easily garnered from their website?
It's possible. I'm not sure if they've got something specific.
I didn't even know they still exist.
I assume they still do.
That's good.
Yeah, let's throw that in and just check it, and if I mean, that's something we could all check almost on our own on their website, but whatever. Yeah, okay. Okay, so those would be some of the things that we would use.
I can actually just have Yvonne do that, okay? I need to get Yvonne to do that.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
Can anybody think of anything else that we should or look at or that we might want to include?
One other thing, they can tell us the tax name. That's when, you know, all the effort can go.
Yeah.
However, we have an opportunity to educate the public about what's going on. And I think that's just as important as them telling us the tax name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when we get our recommendations together, I would think that we would want to present it to council in open chambers and, absolutely. When we get to that point.
Right.
Okay, good. Anything else, anyone?
No, I mean, I'm a business person as well, so I kind of take it as if I have a position open in my company, I create a sort of job description, you know, at least a bare minimum of this. I don't want to say that if somebody is able to do above and beyond that I want to stop them from doing so, but a minimum you should attend, you should do whatever. And then I say this is the compensation that goes along with this position. And then it's up to the public to choose, or in my case, the business owner, whatever, to choose the right person to fit, be able. So I kind of look at it similarly for myself.
Yeah. If as part of the survey of these other jurisdictions, have the clerk's office ask if they have a job description for their council persons or their mayor.
That would be
and
nice.
Again, perhaps if maybe even the NLC might have something like that as well. Just look and see what they have.
When Mayor Speed was mayor, he wrote a job description for the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
He wrote it.
Yes, he wrote one for the mayor. Yeah. And I don't know if it went through a council adoption process or not, but I do know that.
And that would still be a record somewhere that would be available? Nice.
I have, that would have occurred when I was off council.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I wonder if when you look at these comparisons, Jody, do we have, if you contact the League of Cities, see if they show you the tax base of all these communities? Well, that should have some bearing on what you pay and what you don't pay. I'm trying to compare.
Right.
You know, Dover to Newark, for instance, or Annapolis.
Tax base of the city.
As the comparison city.
So when you're looking at National League of Cities for this information, you want the cities you're looking at, the National League, their comparison. Not these here.
They probably have, the way I recall the NLC being organized, they had, a small city committee and a big city committee and that kind of thing, so that it was probably broken down somehow.
Yeah.
You know.
Population range.
Yeah. I wasn't, speaking for myself, as interested in what the NLC had for the salary so much as the job descriptions. But, whatever Yvonne can find. You know.
Take, for instance, Annapolis, Maryland.
Yeah.
The mayor receives $98,000 a year.
Right.
So if you want to compare that to Dover, now we all know that Annapolis has three times the tax base than Dover.
Right.
So 98,000 is probably not enough.
So this is in regard to the comparing the cities.
Well, if you're going to use this format, one of the things that hit me right away is how do you compare Dover and Annapolis?
Right.
And you can look at these. Are these the municipalities and jurisdictions that you all would like to use?
Yeah, I mean we can hash it apart, and let's just say hypothetically that we get into a discussion that the city of Dover mayor should get paid at least as much as the city of Annapolis, and then one of us says, "Oh, hold on a second, you're comparing apples and oranges,"
that's
and
right.
We just have to hash that out using other data that we may.
I know that the in 2011, as far as the population goes, the ones that were closest matched were Dover, Newark, Chester, Pennsylvania, Annapolis, Maryland, and Salisbury, Maryland. They were the closest with population, but like Bud mentioned, their tax bases are probably, most of
different,
them are quite different than than Dover's, so they may not actually be appropriate cities to, for us to really look at.
Where did the $45,000 come from originally? Did they pull this stuff out of the air?
That was a while, I think I remember when that happened.
I'm trying to remember.
Because it was quite a bit less than that for...
Well, I think Hutch bumped it up or had one.
Mm-hmm. Hutch was the first one that got it in the first place. 45 was, I don't recall that being the original figure. I think it was a lower number.
I think I want to remember it was in the 20s, actually.
That a little bit too low.
See, we have nowhere in the record any justification for that, do we?
Is it easy to get a history of
It's in here.
When?
But
from?
This is what Tom's saying, it jumped from 20 to 45.
Yeah.
Oh.
You'd have to research the minutes and find out what happened back in 1990, whatever it was, kind of thing. I can give you history as to what the rationale was for paying them in the first place, but I can't remember why we picked the number.
I think that's a draft.
Yeah,
add some structure to this stuff instead of somebody with a tremendous personality driving something like that through, mm-hmm. which is what Hutch did.
Well. Yeah, well, okay, well, look,
okay,
I'll come back to you on that.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, okay. Are we all...
I do want to make a comment that
please.
The mayor does not normally sit in on the whole council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He goes up and listens to it in the office, so
mm-hmm.
while you think he's absent, he is actually still listening, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's doing that every time, but I know he does do that because he doesn't feel... Since they took the mayor off the dais and that whole dynamic changed, he doesn't feel it's proper for him to be there because that's council's deliberation and he shouldn't be putting his two cents in, so he doesn't stay.
Yeah, that's his quirk.
But he does stay in.
So anyway, so he does do that, yes, but
thank you.
He is upstairs in the office listening to what's going on.
And then
so,
the other little piece, I guess, that I noticed when I
was... And if they get fired up enough, he'll be back downstairs to tell me something.
That I noticed was that some of them, like I think I saw that there were no... other benefits for council members, but there were for, can that be a part of our comparison with the other municipalities?
Sure.
Benefit
yeah.
packages,
mm-hmm.
yes or no?
Health insurance, that type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hopefully that bigger city is going to help.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
I see Monday we've got to take Jimmy's picture there. He didn't sworn in Monday.
Yeah. Did he get sworn in Monday? Really? Oh boy. Okay, well, we're digressing. Anything else?
When we talked about responsibility, we were talking about the mayors as well as
yes.
the council
mm-hmm.
members.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
That's all the
We've
notes.
We've got enough to go on for now anyway. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Agenda item number two. I think...
I can just say by unanimous consent.
Yeah, yeah.
To
yes,
items.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think we have consensus on that. I don't. Any objections?
None.
No objections. Okay. Thank you. Clerk is trying to keep me straight, and that's a good thing. Okay. So, looking at a calendar,
mm-hmm.
if I dare, let's see. This is the 4th Wednesday of March.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we were to go to the 4th Wednesday of April,
Mary, that's the day after our municipal election, so that would be difficult for our office to staff.
Oh, come on.
So, your election's on the
25th?
25th
is?
18th.
No,
he's...
No, I'm on
the 26th.
I'm on to the 26th.
26th.
Now, you may want to take the 26th off to celebrate the anniversary of my birth that day, but otherwise, I would probably be available on April. So, we want to go with April 26th?
We have a Human Relations Committee at 7 on the agenda. Does that bother us?
They've been switching to Thursday, so that
means... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's fine.
Okay.
Good.
April 26th it is. Okay.
6 o'clock?
6 p.m. So, we'll get the data in the meantime. When would, just not to nail you down, but you all...
Kind of the week before, and we're going to have it in the conference, so
yeah.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, okay. So we could pretty well expect to have the information on or about the 19th then.
That's
your target?
That would be the target.
Okay. And if you don't have all of it, give us what you got, you know. Okay? All right. So 4:26, 6 p.m. No objections. Okay.
What was that one? March what?
April
26th.
April 26th.
Yes.
Okay.
So I just want to be clear that the information that we're getting from the National League of Cities is what Yvonne will be getting the job description.
Yeah, I'm going to get Yvonne to see what she can pull together. The only thing is, if you guys could refresh this information in the local ones,
yeah,
that would be good. Right. You could refresh this, and then I'll get her to look at the National League of Cities stuff.
And then also, at that point in time, is it you that will put out the surveys for the mayor and the council members as well?
Yeah. Do you think we could get them to get those things back in a reasonably timely fashion, like before the 26th of April? Okay. I mean, it's to their own benefit that they complete the things, right? Right. So I'll speak for myself as the chair, at least. If a member of council or the mayor wants to have input, this is their best shot, because we don't have any interface with them on this subject. So it's to their benefit to get the thing in. If I don't have it, then I assume they don't care.
And just as a reminder, since there's an election in there, you might not get some of them filling it out.
That's up to them.
Yeah.
I don't care.
So, okay.
All right.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay. Anything else we do to the order? Seeing none without objection, we're adjourned.